Essential Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. More and more people are looking for alternative ways to get around big cities without using cars. The Institute for Quality Communities at the University of Oklahoma recently dug through the Census Bureau data, ranking Pittsburgh 8th among big cities for going without cars. Shane Hampton is a fellow at the University of Oklahoma Institute for Quality Communities. He explored the data and joins us by phone. Shane Hampton, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me.
What causes some cities to achieve a higher ranking when it comes to commuting by alternative transportation?
I think there's really two major factors that you look at, which are the type of transportation infrastructure that's being provided in the region, whether there is an opportunity to go without a car through transit or safe bicycle infrastructure, as well as the density of both people and jobs in the area. So really having a high density of both housing units as well as a proximity of commercial areas to those housing units is important.
So why are people choosing to leave their cars at home?
Well, people choose to go without their cars if it's easy and convenient and safe to do so. So again, that appropriate infrastructure is really key. They have to feel like they're being welcomed to choose to leave the car at home. And then generally just generational preferences. There's a lot of research out there showing that the younger generation, about 35 and younger, typically is preferring to live in more walkable cities and live a lifestyle where they can bike to work or to their entertainment options in the evenings.
So what data did you look at specifically regarding this study?
This information came from the American Community Survey, which is an annual survey done by the United States Census Bureau. So about 3 million households in the United States received the survey, and it asks a question about what are the primary means of transportation to work for the household. So this data isn't really looking at how people are getting around to restaurants or shopping. It's really only asking how people are getting to and from work. So it may be sort of undercounting the number of people who are really biking in the city if people tend to bike more for shopping or hobbies, errands like that.
Pittsburgh ranks 8th on this study. How can we improve our ranking?
Well, Pittsburgh, I think, is really on the right track. I just heard the news that Bill Peduto was elected as the mayor of the city, and he's really known as a strong advocate for progressive bicycle infrastructure. And today, the cities that are performing the best when it comes to improving the rate of bicycling in the community are those that are going beyond bike lanes or just painted markings in the street, and they're going to actually physically separated bikeways, which have a physical separation or barrier that protects the cyclists from the automobile traffic. And the cities that are really investing in that are places like Portland and Minneapolis, which have tripled their share of commuters that are going by bike in the last 10 years or so.
It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and my guest is Shane Hampton. He is with the University of Oklahoma Institute for Quality Communities and was involved in a study ranking Pittsburgh 8th among big cities for going without cars. Shane, does the size of the community have something to do with the ranking?
Really, it doesn't. We actually, the census data goes down to some pretty small cities, including all the way down to our little college town here in central Oklahoma of Norman, which only has a population of about 115,000 people. And when you look at cities that are even that small, there are some real leaders in going toward alternative transportation, like Ann Arbor, Michigan, or Madison, Wisconsin, which have shares of people biking and walking and taking transit that are just as high as a place like Pittsburgh, about a third or a quarter of people going without their car for commuting. So it really just depends on those critical factors of density and providing the right infrastructure.
Who's using this information and how are they using it?
I think transportation planners and people who are involved with mapping out the future of regions in the United States are really interested by this data. because they're the people who are implementing changes to our infrastructure and creating pathways for new development, shaping the future. So they're really interested in seeing how this data changes over time. So comparing the 2000 results to the 2012 results and kind of looking at this each year, they're able to see whether the changes they're making are having an effect on people's behavior.
Is biking becoming the preferred method of alternative transportation or alternative commuting?
Biking is really starting to be sort of a trend in the United States. So a lot of northern European cities are starting to see that biking has become a really acceptable alternative way to get around. It's a lot easier to store a bike in a parking facility than it is to store a car. It's a lot easier to fit more bikes on a street than cars. And so it's sort of an efficient way of getting around that also promotes health. And so a lot of American cities are starting to follow that model and try to encourage more and more cycling.
Is it harder to encourage it in cities with older infrastructure and narrower roads like Pittsburgh has, as opposed to cities out west that have more of a wide open space?
You know, there are definitely some advantages to having wider right-of-ways on your street, because you're able to do things like the physically separated bikeway without taking away any traffic capacity. But cities in the east really have a big advantage in the density component of this. Because they're historically developed, they have that older historic residential density of townhouses and apartment buildings that cities in the west don't necessarily have. So they have the density component. They just may have to focus on that infrastructure a little bit more.
Shane Hampton is a fellow at the University of Oklahoma Institute for Quality Communities. He has explored census data to show how cities compare when it comes to walking, biking, and taking transit to work. Shane, thanks for taking the time to join us.
Thanks for having me, Paul.